Tanakh is very well remembered for the parasha being the parasha of the tragedy of the Meraglim. It happened with the Meraglim when they spoke against Eretz Yisrael. The parasha Shlach, at the end of the parasha, and obviously there's no coincidence for that, the parasha also brings one of the most famous parashas that we have in the Torah also, the parasha, which is the third parasha of Kriyat Shema, the parasha of Tzitzis. At the end, the beginning of the parasha starts off with the whole story. The end of the parasha ends with the parasha of Tzitzis. And in the and L'chaira, it's no obviously no coincidence, and nothing in Torah, everything in the world, the Baruch Shema, especially in the Torah, is all has a tachlis, a reason for it. And I think here also there's a very, very important, because it, obviously we know all the other parashas of creation are in Sefer Devarim. Plus F is the parasha of Tzitzis, the third parasha of creation is put in the, over here at the end of the parasha, parasha Shlach. And I think it has a very, very big makom, especially it's between the parasha of parasha Shlach and the beginning of parasha Koira. It is a tremendous lesson. And that's the pasuk in Parshas Tzitzis, which says, "V'loy sasuru achrei levavchem, achrei einechem." The Torah says, "V'hoyah lachem letzitzis, if you tzitzis, re'isem oiso, you should see the tzitzis. As chayat v'skom mitzvah Hashem, remember the mitzvahs of Hashem, v'asisem oiso, and do them. V'loy sasuru achrei levavchem, achrei einechem. And then you will not go after your eyes, after your heart, and after your eyes. That you're zoina after them, that you follow sometimes your eyes. And Rashi himself brings on this puzzle, interesting, Rashi said, we had these words before. This word Taturu is a word that was used before. Rashi says, come on, Bitur Ha'aretz. From looking at the land, from Tur Ha'aretz, when the Meraglim went to Tur Ha'aretz, went to sojourn the land, to check out the land. So Rashi brings Rashi here, I think, is hinting to the remez of the connection. Rashi says the eyes and the heart are miraglim. They're like these messengers, these miraglim, spies, laguf for the guf. What do they do? They bring the averus. Just like the spies sometimes bring the information, or the, like we had before, the wrong information. They brought the Klal Yisrael. So to the Elev and the Einayim bring the information. They present the information. As Rashi brings a famous Lashon Ha'ayin Roya, the eye sees, V'alev Chaymin, and the heart desires, V'aguf Oysa Es Averas, and the guf completes the act. L'maisa, Rashi is very, very interesting, because the pasuk is just the pasuk which Rashi is going on. The pasuk itself, the chur seems to be able to contradict the concept that Rashi brings down, because Rashi says that how does it work? The eyes are the first spies; they bring it to the heart, and then the heart gets excited, and then the heart pushes the body to act with a tremendous desire. But the pasuk says, the pasuk says, don't go after your heart and your eyes. In the pasuk, it seems that the heart comes before the eyes. So which is it? Is it the heart? Which is the first? Is it the heart or the eyes? And the answer to this question is, Rabbi Yisrael, a very big Yisrael, which answers also the Yisrael of the spies. The Zohar tells us, and Mr. Shem brings from Shem the Zohar, that the Meraglim had a problem. They were great people, Rashi says, but they were going with an agia. They were going with something in their hearts that might pervert the judgment. And that was the fact that they felt that they in their mind they realized they're going to lose the Nesius. They were the Nesium, they were the princes, the head of the Shvatim. And they understood that they're going to lose that great advantage when they go into Eretz Yisrael. Mimela, they decided, or they didn't really decide deep down, but in their hearts they had this negiah. And the Yisoid Rabbah was saying, Rabbah says, a very big Yisoid, that a person sees what he wants to see. Meaning to say that if they would have looked with a different type of perception, they would have looked with a different type of eye. An eye that has a clean heart, without a perverted heart, a heart that has in it this feeling we're going to lose something, they would have seen different. They would have looked at all the things that they saw in Eretz Yisrael differently. But since they perceived it from a vision of perversion, because of their negiah, because of their desire to remain princes and remain in the middle, they can remain princes, they saw it differently. This is Mamash Yisoid. Rashi is saying is true, but this is the eye sees and the heart desires. That's the following concept. After a person already has a heart that's perverted, that's going to affect his vision, what he sees, how he sees it. And then when he sees, of course, the heart now plays another function. The heart now desires it even more, and now the heart pushes the body to carry it out. So there's no contradiction. Of course, the eyes are seeing it, but the eye sees very much, many times, what the heart is believing, is understanding, wants of Yisrael. And this is the Yisoid of everything. As Chazal Darshan, Chazal say, V'lo Yisrael Levavchem Zu Minus. This is Minus. V'achrei Enechem Tuz Nuz. Affect everybody. What do you mean? This is Minus, the heart. V'lo Yisrael Levavchem is Minus. Minus is in the Seichel. Teretz is that everybody's a believer. Minos is you're koyfe beikir. Everybody's a believer. But if his heart is stuffed up with taivis, if his heart has so many desires, that heart perverts that he doesn't want to believe. Doesn't let him believe. And therefore Levavchem is the central figure, the central piece in the puzzle. Because when the heart is not pure, when the heart is very much has a bias to want to do something, it's going to pervert the way you're going to think also of yourself. And that's why and therefore here also this is the meaning, this is why the parasha sits in this parasha, because the gear that they had, they wanted to have Dafka to stay, made their eyes see it differently. This is the Yisoid of Yisrael, which is so important of Yisrael. And that's why we daven every time in the daven of Shneesri on Shabbos and Yontif, when we have some clarity on Shabbos Yontif, where we're not so much perverted by the Olam Hazeh. We have time to sit back and enjoy Shabbos meal, enjoy the connection with Hashem, and think about the Bari Olam. And we ask them to entirely bainly of the Chabi Ames, purify our hearts. What's the proof of the hearts of us? To have the right perspective, the heart should be clean, the heart should be pure from the gears, from bias, from the tzoinas, desires that we have that are wrong. And we have these wrong desires, those desires, what we're going to see, how we're going to see things, how we're going to believe things, how we're going to understand things. That's why the Chazal say, Hashem says, Rahman Aliba, but he wants the heart. The heart is the central of everything of us. When the heart is clean, when the heart is pure, when the heart is functioning on the right way, Ruchnius, then the whole body, the eyes see differently, the mind thinks differently, and you have a different existence of us. And this is why we have to down to the Ben of the Mess of us. We have to ask Hashem, so we could really, really beg Hashem that we should be clean from all these extraneous desires, these desires that make us not want to serve Him properly, and then we'll be able to function and understand our task in this world, Rabbi Yisrael. Shem Zoycha to do this. Have a wonderful Shabbos.